from Wall Street to your street, and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
Is this the most hated bull market? Stocks climbed to records despite a wall of skepticism from investors. That's coming up.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. U.S. stocks have climbed to new highs, with the S&P 500 closing at a record on Monday. Yet, as the Wall Street Journal's Steve Russolillo writes, the higher stocks rise, the more skeptical investors get, and that just seems to propel the market higher. Steve Russolillo joins us now. Steve, you say that this seven-year bull market has come despite concerns by investors, and this rally is likely to continue too?
Yeah, you know, this is a story that we've been talking about for quite some time now. So the fact, yes, the S&P 500 hit a new record high on Monday. It's first since May 2015. So it's been quite a while since we've been talking about records. But this is a market, this is a rally that has really gone quite high here for the past 7 years now throughout this bull market. And throughout most of it, investors have been pretty skeptical about what's going to come next. And so, and part of that is rightly so, based on the fact that, you know, we're coming off of the financial crisis and people were incredibly spooked by what happened in 2008 and early 2009. And so skepticism certainly is warranted. Now, that said, though, the higher this rally goes, as you pointed out, Charlie, the more worried that investors seem to get. And so, but it's funny because when you look back at previous bull markets, they don't die from too much skepticism. They actually die from the opposite. They didn't die from too much enthusiasm.
Sure.
And we're certainly not seeing that right now.
Right. Irrational exuberance, I guess, comes to mind.
Exactly.
Now, you cite Brexit, the British exit from the EU, as an example of investors selling as a reaction and the market bouncing back.
Yeah. So we looked at weekly mutual fund flows. So mutual fund and both exchange traded funds. And so we looked at what investors do, not only just on a week-to-week basis, but how they react to key events. And so Brexit was a perfect example. You had this surprise outcome from the UK deciding to leave the European Union, caught everyone off guard. The S&P 500 drops 5% in 2 days. It's a huge decline, and investors pulled a lot of money out of it. You saw one of the biggest weekly outflows from U.S. equity funds this year. Now, was that an overreaction? Well, in hindsight, of course it was, because the market has now bounced back. 2 weeks later, it was back to the pre-Brexit levels, and again this week hitting a record high. And so all that money that came out of the market missed on the latest leg here of the rally. And so this is just – it's another example of people acting – irrationally, but it's the opposite of irrational exuberance. It's, we should coin another term for this. It's irrational skepticism, I guess. And it doesn't have the same ring to it, but that's the idea, though.
And this is just the latest example, right? There have been other examples in recent years.
Yeah, oh, totally in recent years. I mean, we've seen money flow out of these funds for years and years as the market has just gone higher and higher. And when you zero in on 2016, there have only been 3 weeks where, on a net basis, people have put more money into the market than pulled out. So you're just seeing, as the market goes higher, people are getting more and more skeptical, whether you're looking at investor sentiment data or, as we just mentioned, fund flow data.
Let me clear something up. Investors pulling money out. Is this stocks altogether, or is it mutual funds? What is that?
Yeah, so we focus just on U.S. stock funds. So funds that are focused on domestic equities, and funds meaning mutual funds as well as ETFs.
Earnings for the latest quarter, they're not expected to be very good. You know, they're expected to fall about 5% according to one forecast, and the market will weather that as well.
So, yeah, earnings have not been good for more than a year now. And actually, this is expected to be the fifth straight quarter where profits will contract. So clearly not a good sign here. And again, analysts are expecting the same here for the second quarter, expecting profits to contract about 5%. So, but what happens throughout almost every single earnings season is that analysts are way too pessimistic going into it. Then companies report results that are either a little or a lot better than expected. And so then that 5% number, all of a sudden, it probably will come out to like a contraction of about 2 or 3%. Yeah. So not nearly as bad as 5%. Still not great, but relative to expectations, pretty good. And so you've seen the market has actually rallied in 4 of the past 5 earnings seasons, even though earnings haven't been great. It's just they've been decent, I guess you can say, relative to expectations.
So you think this is going to continue the skepticism followed by, you know, resilience?
Of course, it's impossible to predict the future. But if you look at what's happened in previous bull markets, it's that there has just been so much, as Alan Greenspan coined, so much irrational exuberance at the end of them. And so you see, whether it was the end of the dot-com bubble in March 2000, stocks soared in those couple of months leading up to the actual peak. Of course, the subsequent decline was not so pretty, but at those moments, though, at the actual peaks, there was just so much optimism and there was so much cheerleading going on about the market. And so you've seen that time and again throughout history. If you look at all these, at least if you look at U.S. bull markets over the past several decades. And so we're not there now. That doesn't mean that the market could still peak right now, but it just wouldn't follow a pattern of what we've seen in the past. So from where I'm sitting, as long as, and what a lot of money managers will tell you is that as long as there's still a lot of skepticism in the market, that should be a good sign for the rally to continue.
Steve Russolillo of The Wall Street Journal, thank you very much for being on the podcast.
Thanks so much for having me. Appreciate it.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thank you for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the News Desk in New York.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.